It is not a typical thing for a bill to sail through both houses of the state legislature, any state legislature, without a single no vote. But that's what happened in the Oregon legislature with House Bill 2300, known as Right to Try legislation. The governor has not signed it into law yet. Assuming she does, terminally ill people will get the right to try medical approaches that have not yet met regulatory approval. It's not entirely what supporters wanted, though. Those include Steve Buckstein, who's the founder and senior policy analyst at the Cascade Policy Institute based in Oregon. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be with you, Jeffrey.
There seems like a bit of a flurry of activity on right to try bills across the country. Can you walk us back to the genesis of it all?
Well, the concept, I think a lot of people have been talking about this for some time, how difficult it is to, number one, get drugs approved for use in America. And number two, what to do about people who don't have the time to wait for the 10 to 15 years for a drug to be approved. And so the Goldwater Institute, our sister organization in Arizona, came up with a concept that they called Right to Try last year and started talking about it in states around the country. And now, from early last year to today, there are, I believe, 21 states that have actually passed these laws into law. Others are waiting on the governor's desk, like Oregon, as you mentioned. And there are, I believe, something like 18 or 19 other states that have bills in houses of their legislature to give terminally ill patients the right to try experimental drugs and devices that haven't yet been approved by the FDA.
Our California listeners may be wondering what's going on with right to try there. Assembly Bill 159 passed the House 74-2. It's been in the Senate for 2 months now and is in committee at the moment. Hasn't emerged to the Senate floor for a vote just yet. When you mentioned the Goldwater Center in Arizona, as in Barry Goldwater?
It was named after him. I don't think he had anything to do with it. I think they just admired his public service.
So what are the general features, Steve, of right to try laws?
Well, basically, I think in virtually every state and here in Oregon, a drug has to have been completed what are called phase one clinical trials. There are basically four or more steps in the FDA process. And phase one says that a drug has been tested for toxicity. It's a small trial, a small number of people. Doesn't say that it necessarily has any clinical benefit, but it's at least tolerable by, you know, the patients that are taking it. And so what these laws say is that if a drug has completed phase one clinical FDA trials and is still in the trial process, in other words, if a drug is found to be too toxic and is not in the trial system anymore, it's not eligible for right to try. But if it is going on to phase two, or if it's in phase three, or if it's awaiting approval, which sometimes, again, can take years, terminally ill patients, and the definition of terminal illness is different in different states, and we can talk about that, but terminally ill patients then have the right to ask the drug company to provide them with the dosages of a drug that they and their physicians believe might have some benefit for them. The company doesn't have to provide it. It can only, in Oregon, and I think in most states, can charge up to the actual cost of manufacturing those doses. It can't recoup its, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars or more of research costs with those patients, but it can either give the drug or can provide it for direct costs.
But that's an important thing on the checklist there, that they have to at least have completed phase one trial. So this is not something totally off the wall that somebody just came up with in their bathtub.
Some critics, in fact, in the testimony, and I testified in both the House and the Senate hearings, said, well, gee, somebody could whip up apricot pits, you know, in their garage. Well, no, they can't. This does have to be in the FDA process.
Steve, is there anything to suggest that the benefits are real from some of the drugs that people are seeking to use through right to try legislation, that it's not a case of somebody trying to profit off of, you know, even if it's a drug company profiting off somebody who's reaching for an answer as their lives run out?
Well, again, we never know. Someone who is diagnosed as terminal, is in a pretty dire situation. And as Mitch Greenlick, the chair of the House Healthcare Committee in Oregon, said, he was diagnosed with lymphoma back in, I believe, 2005 or 6, and he got access to an experimental drug, and he's now in remission, you know, some 10 years later. He was a big proponent of passing this law here, and when he was asked by a public broadcasting interview that he and I were both on here in Portland during the hearing process, he said, what about the the claim that this is just false hope for desperate patients. And Mitch said that sometimes false hope is better than no hope. You know, and in his case, it was real hope. The sort of poster child example of this is a young man named Diego Morris, who at age 10 or 11, he lives in Arizona with his family. He was diagnosed with terminal osteosarcoma, basically bone cancer in his leg. And there was a drug that was approved in Europe but was not approved in America that his doctors thought could help him. And his family literally, they had the financial ability to do it, but they literally picked up and moved to London for something like 9 months. And Diego went through treatment with this drug that's approved there but not here, and he is now in remission. He can't, as far as I can tell, he's cancer-free. And he actually came to Oregon. I met him at the airport here, and he came down to the legislature and talked to legislators, asking them to approve Oregon's Right to Try bill.
Which they did. Again, it was unanimous in both the House and Senate, 29-0 in the Senate, 60-0 in the House. It is on the governor's desk awaiting signature. Steve Buckstein is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder and senior policy analyst at the Cascade Policy Institute. And we're talking about Right to Try legislation, allowing terminally ill Oregonians to try medication that has not received final approval from the FDA if they are terminally ill. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. The case you cite, though, Diego Morris, would he be covered under the law as Oregon passed it?
Well, as Oregon passed it, he wouldn't, and this is a concern. I want the governor to sign the bill, but there was one state legislator who had serious concerns about allowing children access to experimental drugs, and she was able to get the bill amended to say that only people who are 18 years or over. She's a physician, and she testified or spoke at one of the hearings that she wouldn't want to be put in the tough situation of having to help a parent make a decision about an experimental drug for their terminally ill child. Well, Diego Morris's mother, Paulina, who was here with him in February, can't understand that. I mean, if your child is diagnosed as terminal, you want to look at options, and they were able to get an option because they could go to England. There's a young boy, I think he's 5 or 6 years old now, in Indiana. The governor there signed that law. He has been diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. This is a childhood disease where the patient may live 10 or 15 years. But by the time that he's an adult, you know, it may be too late for some kind of experimental cure. So in Indiana, children are eligible. In most states, children are eligible. The other thing is that our bill was amended to say that the definition of terminal illness is that your physicians have to believe that you're within 6 months of death. Well, again, that doesn't, to me, make much sense when you have ALS patients, Lou Gehrig patients, Lou Gehrig's disease, who half of them are alive after 5 years, 5 years after diagnosis. Why make them wait till 6 months to death? So there are some restrictions in our measure that I think will make our law the strictest in the country, and I think we need to change that in future legislatures. But the place to start is a bill that's on the governor's desk.
Does it seem like it might have actually passed with those provisions different in their original form before the amending process? Because, I mean, no votes in either house of the state legislature.
Well, that's the politics of it. I think I was told by some opponents of the bill, who I won't mention, that if it got to the House and Senate floor, it would pass unanimously, probably even without those restrictions. But the process kept it from getting to the floor until these amendments were added.
All right. What do you think is a fairer period, Steve, for Right to Try legislation in terms of the, you mentioned the 6 months, you know, you're going to die within 6 months has got to be the diagnosis of a doctor. What do you think would be a better
period? Well, the definition in most states, and actually an FDA definition, again, everybody has a slightly different definition, but basically the language initially was a disease that is medically expected to end within, to end in death within a short period of time or soon, and soon is not defined. So again, when a patient is diagnosed with ALS disease, it is terminal, but you may have 5 or 10 years to live. And if you have a terminal disease that is allowing you to live 5 or 10 years, why shouldn't you have at least have the option of looking for drugs that are not yet approved?
Again, we're talking about the right to try law passed by the Oregon legislature unanimously awaiting signature from Governor Brown. Steve Buckstein's our guest from the Cascade Policy Institute. Here is Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Howdy. You've been talking about the link between diagnosis and death with Alzheimer's. The same applies with multiple sclerosis. The same applies with Alzheimer's. You can be diagnosed, but it can be 5-10 years before you're drooling and then diapers and finally die. And with the Death with Dignity Act in the balance, with Alzheimer's as well as MS, there seems to be a catch-22 in law.
All right. Thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it. So, how long a period be before death? I mean, is soon, you think, the best wording that would be possible here, Steve?
I think so. I think it should be between you and your physician. I mean, I'm a libertarian. I think that people with informed consent should be able to make choices about what they try with to save their lives. And again, it is a political process. I think 6 months is way too short. 1 year would be better. There are some states that have it as 1 year. Other states basically just say soon or within a short period of time and leave it up to the patients and the physicians. In Oregon, you need two physicians to diagnose you as terminal. There are all kind of requirements for informed consent. You have to realize that no government body has stated that this drug could be of any help to you at all. It's a risky situation, but as Diego Morris, who was actually 14 when he came to Oregon here in February, the young man who had to go to London, he was asked by a reporter at the airport. He said, "What do you tell the critics who don't like this measure and say that the government should decide when drugs are okay for you to try?" And he looked at her and he said, "Wait till they find themselves in my situation and then ask them." That's what we're dealing with.
Well, states can pass lots of laws. Obviously, Oregon, for example, has passed a law legalizing marijuana for personal use, but it's still illegal at the federal level. What happens within the context of federal law if you're working under state law, getting a medication that is not approved by the feds? I mean, is there any potential for FDA crackdown or anything like that?
There's a potential, but Oregon is at the center of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that I think would put us in good stead. And, in 2006, the Bush administration basically sued Oregon to say we shouldn't be able to use drugs that are not approved for the purpose of death with dignity. The Oregonians strongly supported death with dignity, allowing terminally ill patients to end their lives with drugs. But those drugs are not approved for that purpose by the federal government. So the federal government sued Oregon. The Supreme Court found in that case in 2006 that states do have a wide latitude when it comes to medical situations to look out for the rights of their citizens. And so if Oregonians have the right to use unapproved drugs to end their life, it's hard for me to believe the court would say that we don't have the right to use unapproved drugs to try to save our lives.
Is there anything in the bill that addresses insurance coverage for the medications that would be used?
Yes, insurance companies are concerned about this, and experimental drugs have never been covered by insurance, and they wouldn't be under this bill. So the insurance company would be under no obligation to cover costs of this. Again, it's not a perfect answer. We all wish somebody would pay for everything we want and need, but this bill doesn't change that. People would still have to make their own arrangements. An insurance company could cover it, but they probably won't because, again, they don't cover drugs that are experimental now that people have access to.
Given the unanimity in the legislature, i.e. veto-proof, is there any indication that the governor would not sign this?
I haven't heard any indication that she wouldn't. As you say, even the strong opponent of this concept, one state senator who got those restrictions put in, voted for the bill on the Senate floor. So I'm just waiting for Governor Brown to sign the bill. It does not have an emergency clause on it. It won't take effect till January 1st of next year, but it's a good step in the right direction for Oregonians.
Right to try legislation, House Bill 2300 passed the House 60-0, passed the Senate 29-0. California has a similar bill that's already passed its House 74-2 and is in the Senate. Steve Buckstein is the founder and senior policy analyst at the Cascade Policy Institute. Thanks for joining us to talk about right to try legislation.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.